This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Following the rules, that's what dairy producers in Wisconsin would like to see with the State Department of Natural Resources when it comes to new regulations. Mike North with Commodity Risk Management Group, also the president of the Dairy Business Association, who recently filed suit against the Wisconsin DNR.
We have, for a long time as a state, been the most heavily regulated of all of our dairy counterparts around the country. And when you stop and take a look at the trajectory of things, it's really gotten out of control. And so we've gone to them on numerous occasions over many, many years in a very diplomatic fashion to try to rein some of this in, with failed attempts at every turn. And so that's where the lawsuit comes into play.
He says the lawsuit centers on how the DNR implements new regulations with dairy farms, and at issue is mandatory rainwater collection.
As a means to manage water, mostly rainwater that has come off of feed pads or calf hutch areas, and essentially it allows the water to flow through a natural treatment area that allows for that, you know, to be naturally handled without collecting all this water. You know, one of the things that we have been cautioning the DNR about in our state, because of our climate, because of our seasons, we're not able to spread manure 12 months of the year. It'd be irresponsible for us to be, you know, spreading manure on snowfall, and we have crops growing through the course of the summer, so that precludes us from doing it then. By collecting all of this additional rainwater, which is what they're asking us to do, you now are adding to the total volume that needs to be spread. And when you take a look at the purpose of spreading manure, you're taking nutrients back to the field. But if that nutrient is diluted with a whole lot of extra water, you build saturation into the soil along with your nutrient that you're spreading. And so now if you get a rain event of any substance, that could potentially create a runoff situation that was a natural consequence of all of this extra rainwater that you're being mandated to collect.
He says the latest state regulations, the last straw.
Instead of being hawkish about, you know, maintaining the environment, you're actually setting yourself up for a potential event that should have never happened in the first place. And so these vegetative treatment areas have allowed us to manage that water. Well, they took an about face with that about 15 months ago now and sent a letter out and said, no, we can't have you using these vegetative treatment areas. We want you to move towards total collection. Nowhere in the law is that justified or mandated. And beyond that, when you look at the Clean Water Act, that essentially mandates protection of the groundwater, and as we look at what it spells out, it very clearly says this is the standard and no state shall go beyond that. Well, Wisconsin has habitually gone beyond that. And so because diplomacy has failed, we've been left with really no other choice.
That's Mike North, president of the Commodity Risk Management Group and board president of the Dairy Business Association. And moving from regulations in Wisconsin to California, Patrick Cavanaugh has more from the Golden State.
Jeff Vandenhoevel is with the Milk Producers Council, a nonprofit association helping the industry since 1949.
Life is complicated enough trying to run the actual operations part of a dairy farm. The milk pricing, the environmental regulations, all of which have become massively more impactful and complicated over the last 20 years. Most dairy farmers don't like to deal with, right? And most dairy farmers like getting dirty and, you know, fixing this or fixing that. But if the government shows up on my place with a clipboard,
Vandenhoevel says that's when the trade associations step in.
Okay, so trade associations stand ready to assist dairy farmers in trying to manage that risk, whether it's the environmental, the water, the air, labor, all of those risks, the trade associations help the dairy farmers to mitigate and to manage.
That's Jeff Vandenhoevel, California dairy producer and also with the Milk Producers Council. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.